So if you have been catching up with the news today, the resignation of David Makura as a Gauteng Premier, he quit yesterday and he's stepping down after 8 years in charge in Gauteng. He was elected back in 2014 and Panyaza Lesufi now assuming that position. It hasn't been a very easy run for David Makura. We know that he's been embroiled in that corruption scandal at Tembisa Hospital recently, but dismissed those allegations. We know that a lot has happened in that time. We've been dealing with Life Ezidimeni, that scandal as well. So lots that didn't go quite well for him, but others also applauding him just for what he has done for the province. And let's just take a listen to what Panyaza Lesufi, who was speaking just a short while ago, what he had to say about what happens now and about David Makura.
And now that tomorrow his resignation will come into effect, I want to thank him from the bottom of our hearts, the manner in which he has led us, both in government and also in the ANC. I had the privilege to be part of the delegation that elected Comrade David Makura as the first president or the second president of the South African Student Congress. And I always say, I'm the only person that has been in any meeting that elected him in any position. When I was elected to be the president of South African Student Congress, I was there. When I was elected immediately after the unveiling to be a leader in the African National Congress Youth League, I was there. When he was elected to be in the interim structure of the ANC in Gauteng, I was there. When he was elected to be the provincial secretary, I was in that conference. When he was re-elected to be the provincial secretary, actually, I contested him. And he clobbered me. So I was there because he clobbered me.
And that's Panyaza Lesufi, who will take over officially then, because as he said, this resignation kicks in tomorrow. That's when it becomes effective. Well, EWN's Nkosikona Duma was at the media briefing a little earlier. Let's chat to Nkosikona. Good afternoon. And did we actually see this coming? Let's just go back, Nkosikona, to the actual resignation of David Makura, making it known now. Did we see this coming? Did we know that this was on the cards for David Makura?
Well, good afternoon, Yuveka. So the resignation of David Makura as Premier of Gauteng was indeed expected. To recall that much earlier this year, he had made that indication that he would be open to make space if new ANC leadership is elected in Gauteng, and this is so noted to allow two centers of power. We heard him repeating this in June this year after the election of Panyaza Lesufi as the Premier, as the chairperson of the ANC in Gauteng. And indeed, that has been confirmed also by the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, yesterday, who spoke to the media, saying that the resignation of Mr. Makura was expected, and they wish him well. So here at this particular press briefing, we have heard glowing tributes being attributed to Mr. Makura as someone who had championed service delivery on behalf of the ANC, and everyone here has well thank his praises.
So, Nkosikona, what did David Makura say about what he's going to be doing now?
Well, so what we understand is that Mr. Makura has asked for some time to spend with his family. We know that there have been suggestions that he would go to the National Assembly. Well, at least for now, we know that that's not going to happen in the immediate. We also heard from the ANC in Gauteng that they want to lobby for him to be elected into the National Executive Committee of the ANC when it sits for that important National Executive Conference this coming December. Mm-hmm. And so the ANC also in Gauteng has said that Mr. Makura is not lost to them. From what I think we can get from this is that Mr. Makura will indeed be an active member of the ANC, but in terms of public service for now, he has taken what we can read for now as a break.
All right. And Nkosikona, just clarify for us very quickly, Panyaza Lesufi, is he acting in this position? Will he be acting, or is it his position for now until the next time somebody is elected into that position?
So, which position? The chairperson of the ANC position?
Premier. Yes. Is he acting for now?
So from what we got from this press briefing is that Mr. Makura's resignation will come into effect tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So while he has handed over that particular resignation, it will only come into effect tomorrow when the Gauteng legislature seeks to elect a new premier. And that, of course, will mean that Mr. Lesufi will take over. What we've also heard is that Mr. Makura will indeed be coming with his own cabinet, with the ANC in Gauteng, Tamiko's Minister Secretary, saying that it should be expected that there will be changes to the current cabinet in Gauteng.
Ooh, never a dull moment in politics. Thanks very much. And Kosi Konaduma just bringing us up to speed on what happened at that media briefing just a short while ago, following David Makura announcing that he has resigned. This will come into effect tomorrow. Well, let's chat now to political analyst Rebone Tau about it all. Rebone, a very good afternoon. Thanks so much for your time. So what do you read into the resignation of David Makura? I mean, we already know that at the party's provincial conference in June, they asked Makura to vacate office, and he had indicated he would not be going any further. He won't seek any further leadership positions in Gauteng. Do you think that there is more brewing behind the scenes here?
Good day to the listeners. I don't think that there's anything brewing to the scene. This is something that is normal in the ANC. If you even you can even go to KwaZulu-Natal, we know that after Sithole, for example, after losing that conference, he's now out as a premier, you know. We're also expecting that it will happen in the northwest, you know. There are also discussions. So it's something that is common in the ANC, and I think also as you spoke earlier on about the issue of two centers of power, because sometimes that is raised that you can have someone who's no longer serving in a structure to lead the organization at that level.
But we just have to question the timing of all of this, Rebone, don't we? I mean, we already know David Makura embroiled in that corruption scandal, the Tembisa hospital scandal. He has dismissed those allegations as well. Also with the ANC conference coming up in December, you know, as much as we say this is normal for the ANC, are you saying it's normal for the ANC before some type of leadership battle to clean house?
You know, I will speak on when I spoke to some within the PEC a few weeks back when this discussion started. I can tell you that they alleged that actually Makura had wanted to stay until next year.
Yeah.
Because he said he wanted to implement some of the decisions that he had pronounced at the SOPA this year. So he will give over to the next premier just before the SOPA next year. So for him, we can say he was pushed out, but he didn't allow them to push him out, because that's why he kept on saying, if you can go back to the press conference that was called by the ANC, you'd have even thought that is Makura's press conference, because he took over that press conference and he made it clear that there will be a smooth transition. He will leave at his own time, and he made it clear that he's going to Germany, you know. And if it was up to this PEC, Makura could have long been gone.
Okay.
You know, but he wanted to stay until next year. This is based on some of the discussions I've had with some of the PEC members.
Okay. I'd like your take, though, generally, on what kind of premier or what kind of leader David Makura has been, his successes and failures in Gauteng. Just how has he fared? Very loaded, sorry for that.
If you look at the challenges of Gauteng, you know, you can see that most of the time it's more politics that are at play more than the services that are delivered to the people of the Gauteng province, you know. And I don't know if also Panyaza will be able to do that, because Panyaza seems to be popular, but he's only popular around the issue of him fighting the Afrikaner community. But if we go to the schools and the townships and check if there's really been any transformation, there is nothing different from a school that was there in 1991 to a school that is there today in any township of this country.
So who would you say then, who would you have put up to actually take over from David Makura, Rebone? Who would you have thought is the best man or woman for the job?
You know, unfortunately, the ANC's weight is... But when you look at people like, Khosi Ramakgopa, I think he's one of a guy who, I think if you even looked at when he came in as the MEC of Economic Development, unfortunately, as citizens of Gauteng were deprived that when he had to resign, you know? So he's someone who I think that is very practical, and that's why I think the ANC deployed him now to, you know, presidency to deal with issues of infrastructure. You need someone like that with a vision who's driven and who's practical.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for that. Nice to get your take on it. Rebone Tau, political analyst, just weighing in there on the resignation of David Makura, Panyaza Lesufi, the man who will take over when that resignation comes into effect tomorrow.